Hey Travis, this is Sam. We got members of the Twin Cities media here and ask a few questions, okay?
Okay.
Travis, what do you think about being a Viking?
I love it. Very happy with the pick. I feel like I got a lot to prove, so I'm just going to come in and work as hard as I can.
What was the extent of your contact with the Vikings during the pre-draft process?
Could you say that again?
What was the extent of your contact with the Vikings during the pre-draft process?
I had met with the offensive line coach. He came to meet me privately, to get to know me, find out what type of person I was, and basically talk a little football. So that went well. Worked out at Pro Day. He had a lot of the information to give me about, you know, basically how to be an offensive lineman in the NFL. So the meeting went well, and like that was the contact that I had.
What are your strengths, Travis? You're a pretty big guy.
Honestly, I love run blocking. And we got Adrian Peterson, you know, big-time running back. I just want to make sure he has a bigger hole to run through when he comes to scoring touchdowns.
So when did Coach Davidson come down there and meet with you privately?
He came down in about March 20th. I want to say, one afternoon he just came and met with me, you know, just talked a little bit.
Did he work you out too, or just talked?
We just talked. Pro Day was the next day, so he just basically just did everything in Pro Day.
Where's your weight at right now?
About 327.
Where was it at its high point at UNC?
The highest I've ever been at, it was about 375. You know, that's not good at all. And I felt like losing the weight helped me a lot in this process.
How difficult was it to drop the weight?
Hello?
How difficult was it to drop the weight?
You said how did I drop the weight?
How difficult was it?
It was kind of difficult because, I mean, I'm a Southern boy, and I'm about 3 hours from Chaffee, and I come home, you know, my mom and grandma, everybody loves to cook. So, I mean, that was the difficult part, just staying away from home.
What did you have to give up at home?
Fried chicken, barbecue, cornbread, macaroni and cheese, pork chop, all of that.
What do you expect to play at for the Vikings? Do you expect to put on a little weight for those guys?
All right, could you say that again?
You expect you'll be playing at a little heavier weight with the Vikings?
I don't know. I mean, wherever they want me at, I can get there because my lowest was 316, and my highest was 375. So I feel like anywhere they want me to play at, I can play it because I think I'm a pretty athletic guy for my size. You know, I can dunk a basketball, I play basketball, so I feel like I'm a pretty good athlete.
What's it like to get hit by a truck?
Oh, wow. That was a bit of a shock that night. It's not a fun thing to do, believe me. Being hit by that truck pretty much turned my life around when it came to riding scooters. I gave that up easily.
Well, what exactly were the circumstances that had happened? When were you out riding and stuff?
When was I what?
What were the circumstances where you got hit?
I was just going to study hall one night, and like, I don't know, it just happened. Like, whoever the guy was driving, I don't know if he was drunk or what, but I know I just got the worst result. Me and his truck got the worst result.
Did you do a lot of damage to the truck?
When I got up and looked at it, you know, I was a bit like shocked. So when I looked, it was a dent on the front side, on the driver's side. It was a dent on the side of his truck. So I was hurt in the process, and his truck had a boo boo.
When did this happen again?
This happened February 2012, about February 5th, I want to say. It was like a Sunday or Monday.
How quick did it take for you to bounce back?
Honestly, I didn't even know my wrist was broke. I was lifting weights. That I wasn't even going to go to the hospital, but my tutor had told me to go to the hospital because they didn't want me to, like, just pass out or anything. So in the process, I was, like, within the next 2 weeks, I was, like, bench pressing. I had quite a lot of weight up there, and it just felt funny when I was benching. And, like, I got an x-ray the night I got hit, and nothing showed up. And I thought that was strange, too. So when I get an MRI, I kind of find out my ulna and my radius were separated.
So you still made it to study hall?
Yeah, I got right back on the scooter, drove to study hall. My scooter was messed up too, and just drove right on the study hall. Some girl came, like, when I got hit, she ran up to me, and, like, she just was like, "Are you okay? Are you alright?" I was like, "Yeah, I'm okay." She was just like, "I feel so hopeless." I said, "No, you're okay, you're fine." I just laughed about it, and I just went to study hall, and I explained to my tutor why I was waiting. And they really, and, like, my friends was laughing at me because I joked a lot, and they thought I was playing. So I was like, "Dude, go look at my scooter." Like, me and the scooter got the worst part of the deal.
Do you remember how much weight you were lifting when you realized something wasn't working right in your wrist?
It was about 4 or 5. I think we was doing something with, like, maxing or something. It was about 4 or 5, and when I was lifting it, it just felt funny, and I just got up from under the bench. And I went and told my head trainer, Scott Truelock, that my wrist is really feeling weird right now. And when I got the MRI, like I said, my two bones were separated.
How'd you end up playing guard? You're built like a tackle.
So what?
How'd you end up playing guard? Because you're built like a tackle.
Say that again?
How did you end up playing guard?
You know, I talked to Coach Pittman a few days ago, actually, and he told me the reason why I played guard because, you know, we was a little short-handed at guard, which we was, because we didn't have a lot of inside players, but we had quite a few tackles. So he felt like in order for me to get on the field, the best thing for me to do is to play guard. And, you know, I thought about it for a minute. I never played guard in my life. And when I actually got there, you know, I liked being physical. So when I actually started playing, it was pretty fun. Like I said, I like being physical. I like getting all up in the defense tackle face, you know, that's the fun part about football. His battles won in the trenches, and I felt like we're always going to be underdogs when it comes to certain situations. But people that don't know sports can always think we're nobody's on the field, but we're actually making the big plays.
What do you think the biggest challenge for you will be in making the jump to the next level?
I would say the pace of the game. You know, I think I'm big enough and strong enough to compete with anybody. No, it's just going to be the pace of the game, you know, getting used to my new environment. I wouldn't say necessarily learning to play, just the speed of the game. That's what I would say, because at Carolina we played, you know, no huddle type offense, so that was pretty fast. And then going back to a pro-style offense in the NFL, it's going to be pretty much slowed down for me. So I think the learning process will be there. It'll be pretty good for me.
So were you a guard your entire college career?
No, I played tackle as well. I didn't start playing tackle the last year, but I mean, since I lost all the weight, I mean that helped for me. So playing tackle was actually the best thing that a lot of people said happened to me, because they said it'll get to show how versatile I am. And moving in games, you know, sometimes being guard at 1 minute and sliding out the tackle the next minute at the same time in the game, that'll actually get to show people that I can think. And that I can transition my body from being as physical to being more technical sound.
Did Coach Davidson say whether he sees you as a tackle or a guard?
He did. He said you can play guard. We like you as a guard, but he also said we like you as a tackle as well. So I guess whatever I fit at the best will be up to this. I guess that's what he's thinking right now. But anywhere is fine with me.
Who's your agent?
Drew Smith.
Thanks, Travis. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
No problem.
Drew Smith.
See, that was a fun